إذا شكرا.
Hey, welcome to the Super Davis Bros Podcast, where we play video games, review movies,
and banter about all things pop culture. Let's do this.
All right, hello everybody. Welcome.
Hello.
Newman.
Hello. Jordan.
Hi.
What?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you, Matt.
How have you been?
I've been good. Very good. How have you been?
I've been well. I finally got new shoes.
Got new shoes in 2 weeks. He was able to get new shoes
because
he said that you hated them last time.
Yeah,
right?
My squeaky.
Because they squeaked.
Yeah, I got a gray pair of Nikes. So
I got some new hiking boots.
That does not surprise me. You've been hiking a lot.
And they were awesome. We went up Mill Creek Canyon and got snowed out. It was so rough, but those boots were awesome.
Nice.
I mean, it still got tons of snow, so we had to we biked up about a mile and a half, and then we parked our bikes, and then we had to put snow spikes on our shoes and went up to the top.
That's hardcore.
It was pretty awesome, but it was good temperatures, and then right when we turn around at the top, it was it was snowing on the way up, but not like crazy. We turned around and it just started dumping. And we were.
Was this on Saturday?
Sunday.
Sunday? Oh, yeah, Sunday. Sunday was when it snowed like crazy.
Yeah. Oh, it was insane.
Dude, it was weird, man. It was Cinco de Mayo and we're getting snow in Utah.
That's Sunday in Spanish, I think.
Cinco de Mayo?
I'm kidding.
No, it's not. It needs mayonnaise.
You're like, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
It means a mayonnaise. It means a jar of mayonnaise in a sink. Duh.
Mayonnaise a lot of people to figure that out.
All right. Well, let's get started and and we'll chat a little bit. We'll play some catch up.
Yeah.
I think there's a phobia or something for people. There's a name for it when you make sounds with your guttural sounds with your mouth. And it drives people
up
the wall.
It did go from one viewer to zero. So I think that person has that phobia.
So I'm saying those listeners that have that are going to be like, okay, I'm done with this.
I'm done. We only do it three times. Yeah. I F this, I'm out.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, today we're doing Mystery Box episode. It was supposed to be our top five Ryan Reynolds movies, but our buddy Woody unfortunately got sick, man, and had to back out.
But we'll jump back into Ryan Reynolds when he is better and we can get him rescheduled. So we all have busy lives, so we'll see how close, near in the future we can get him here, you know?
I'm sure it won't be too far. We'll try and get him in soon. We're actually planning to move to the new studio in the beginning of June. Our first episode in June is hopefully when we will be in the new studio.
Chicka-chicka-what?
I know, it's exciting.
It is.
It's going to be pretty sweet. So it's going to be a lot easier for us to manage everything that we try. We have to put on a lot of caps in my little home studio and it gets tight. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be cool. We still have a little bit more to set up. It'll be kind of an interesting little transition too. So, you know, as that happens, bear with us when we do, but we'll get it.
Yeah, I don't anticipate too many hiccups, but it'll be fun. Anyway, so even though we did a mystery box 2 weeks ago, that's kind of been our default when we are unable to do something or an episode falls through. We do what we call mystery box, and that's where we basically pick a bunch of topics, we shuffle them and randomize them and do them in random order and then pick one. And the first time we did that, we read the topics and it was with Adam, and Adam picked a number. The second time, I put them all in a spreadsheet in Excel and randomized them. And then this time, I had a ton of ideas. I had 15 ideas, and Jordan had a few ideas as well. And we put them all together. And then I was telling Jordan the first idea I had, and he said, "Oh, let's do that one." So this mystery box is I'm going to save all those other ones because those other ones are going to be used for
future mystery boxes.
Yeah, or just future topics, because there's some on there that could just be fun topics.
So I was going to suggest we could just hit a bunch of topics and just do our quick favorite, like on the spot favorite, because I feel like on the spot favorites are different than like thought through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm going to blurt out something like, you go, favorite restaurants. I'd be like, tsunami right now. But if I thought about it, actually, it'd probably still be tsunami. But that was a bad example. But I'd be like, Ying Sushi. And then I'd be like, oh, dang it. You know? Like,
oh, yeah.
My actual favorite is tsunami, you know?
I would say whenever we do Mystery Box, like the next day I go back and I'm like, oh, man, I wish I would have said this. I wish I would have said this. Actually, now that I've had time to think on it, like we did chips with Adam. We drafted chips in a mystery box episode. And then I went back and I was like, oh, I should have drafted so much different. And all I could think about that week was chips. So, but this one, I think this topic's going to be good because it's going to be a bit more, off the cuff. We're going to be doing, you have to pick one is what we're titling this one. And so I'm going to throw out two different categories, and Jordan has to pick which one and explain why it's better, like what he has to pick it. So I have a couple of gross ones thrown in here. I have a couple of fun ones. And then Jordan, if you think of anything, even though this was literally picked right before we started recording.
Yeah, I didn't have enough time to even try to ponder
but,
a couple.
But if some come up, you know, like you're more than welcome to jump in. Okay. So
Real quick, we got Nick Foles on. He said, what's up? First idea, best idea. I love Excitebike 64, which is the game we're playing. If anybody wants to know, did you mention that?
No, I didn't.
Excitebike 64. I do remember renting this as a kid once or twice, maybe.
For probably. Sure. I remember playing it. I feel like I know this is Excitebike 64, but I remember playing Excitebike on the PC at our friend Brett Cobley's house. Do you remember that? He had that.
Oh, you know what? I do remember
that. That's when I remember playing that on. I think it was an Excitebike. Maybe not, but I think it was super cool.
Yeah, either that or one of the MX Extremes or something like that.
it was like my first introduction to motocross, I think. Yeah. Like with video games anyways.
Dad said, just checking in what we talking about, ? And Nick Foles said, Mike, long time no see. Have you ever seen him?
No, and
other
we
than
are
on
going
our
to
podcast.
We are going to get those two together on a podcast.
We do
with
need
the new
to.
Studio. For in fact, sure. That should be our first 4-person podcast, and we should do maybe the Jeopardy night.
That'd be cool.
That would be a fun one. But anyway,
we need to look back and see what they conflicted on so much.
Well, the only problem is if we have them on, who's going to be in our chat? Because they're the ones that chat the most.
That's true. Crickets in the chat room.
Yeah.
But the podcast would be chatty as fuck.
Yeah, it would be a fun podcast.
It would be.
We're definitely going to have them on together.
Dad said, here for support and good vibes. And he said, Nick Foles said, we would steal the show.
That's true. Honestly, it might be bad for our brand because they'll just be like, we're just going to start our own podcast.
Yeah. Actually, Nick Foles just said, it would be the Mike and Nick show. And that's what it would actually be, the Mike and Nick podcast after you kick us off our high horse.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's get rolling. So, today's topic, I'm going to throw out two things. The chat, I hope you guys are involved in this too. I want to hear your picks as well. But what we're going to do is I'm going to throw out different topics, two different options, and you have to pick one of them. Okay, so I got a few on here, just to give you an example. You'll figure it out really quick after I do the first one. But I've got a few on here. So Jordan, I'm going to have you pick between the two. You have to pick one and explain why you'd pick that. Okay.
Okay.
Did you have a question? Okay, because it's...
No, I don't ask questions.
All right, okay. That's why you're
a good... Hey, so what are you up to?
That's why you're a good coach. Oh, I do have to bring up something funny that happened today.
Yeah, bring it up, dude. Just at some point. Not right now.
Okay, I'll bring it up at some point.
I'm just kidding.
All right, so... my daughter was she has a sticker book with all the princesses and all the Disney characters and stuff. And she was like, who's that? And I was like, that's Mulan. And she's like, who's Mulan? And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't. We haven't introduced you that.
You're like, yet. Mushu? Mushu, yeah. You know?
I was like, dishonor on you, dishonor on your cow.
Dishonor on myself for not showing you.
So I had her watch the movie, and there's a scene with the Huns are coming in to invade, and they're all riding horses. And so Becca's like, oh, look at all those horses. And I said, yeah, those are the Huns. And she says, no, Daddy, actually, those are horses.
You're dumb.
Those are not Huns. Those are horses.
That's awesome.
I was like, I guess you're right. So anyway, all right, let's roll. Okay, that's Jordan, awesome. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be. Okay. This game is really hard, so.
maybe you should go to Mario Kart with bumpers again. That one worked out pretty
well. That worked out awesome, actually. I thought about it.
If you got distracted, it just pulled you back in.
definitely know at this point people don't watch us for our gaming.
Well, the worst part is sometimes we put on games that we haven't played in literally 20 years, and we're oh, we'll try. We'll try and figure this out on the go.
Like, I have no idea what buttons are I'm supposed to push right here.
It's showing.
Okay. I'm in third place right now, dude. No, fourth.
Fourth.
I got to learn to read.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's start with the first one. Pizza or tacos?
Pizza. Oh, nope. I lied, actually. Tacos.
Why?
Oh, that's so hard already.
Ooh, I got a better way of phrasing this. You can only eat one for the rest of your life. Pizza, all forms of pizza, or tacos, all forms of tacos.
Tacos. I would choose tacos because
explain yourself.
I feel like I love pizza. That's really hard, actually. That is really hard.
Oh, they're
going to
be
good
a lot.
Job,
I've got
man.
A bunch on here.
Dang, I was not expecting this. Like, you gave me the suggestion of, like, Coke or Pepsi. And I'm like, oh, that's easy. You know, Coke.
Well, that one's on here, too.
But,
so.
Oh, well, now you know. But, I mean, pizza's like a comfort food, though. But I would miss tacos so much.
What would I do on Tuesdays?
I think I eat pizza more than tacos, though, but I love tacos. I'm going to do tacos because of Taco Tuesday and because I've had so many good tacos, like sweet pork tacos.
Well, and to be fair, you
get
all
tacos.
Forms of tacos in this scenario.
Yeah, so. And there are a lot of forms of tacos. So hard shell, soft shell, like those taco, taquitos, would they kind of count? Like the
yep.
rolled tacos?
Yeah, I'd say that
oh,
counts.
Those are so good, too.
I'd say that counts as a taco.
Speaking of taco kind of stuff, have you ever had pupusas?
Yeah, of course. I had it on Cinco de Mayo.
Dude, pupusas are so good.
Becca was calling them pupubus.
Pupubus.
She's like, oh,
like
more pupubus. Yeah, pupusas.
Dad said taco pizza, but pizza all day long.
Oh, Mexican pizza at Taco Bell? That's a bomb one.
What would you pick out of those two?
Pizza, hands down. I got pizza pockets, pizza bagel bites, pizza rolls, pizza everything pizza. I like pizza cold, hot.
I love the Taco Tuesday thing. So I do. Pizza is such a comfort food.
I think pizza, honestly, like in thinking about it really, like you had to pick one to eat for the rest of your life. And hypothetically, let's say you just don't get fat. But you only can eat that for the rest of your life. I understand the reasoning behind picking tacos because you'd have a lot more variety.
Yeah.
I think like you can do chicken or beef or pork.
You can do that all
hard shell, sausage. Yeah, but I mean, you can have different shells too, you know, like.
Yeah.
And pizza, you do kind of get, you know, you can have deep dish or New York style or like whatever. But I just love pizza that much. I would eat
pizza
all the time.
I kind of figured you'd
all
pick
the time.
Pizza. Yeah. And I do love pizza too, but I don't eat it all the time. I don't eat tacos all the time either. So they're both actually like ones I don't. I eat pizza more than tacos for sure. But I love tacos.
The only pizza that I've never been super fond of is dessert pizza. Other than that, every single type of pizza I've loved growing up. It didn't matter if it was meat lovers, deep dish, Chicago style, whatever.
There's not a lot of dessert ones I like, but there used to be this pizza place called think there's still one. It was like a pizza buffet, basically. And they just had a bunch of different types of pizza, and then they had dessert pizzas, and they had one dessert pizza that was super tasty.
Was it sweet tomatoes?
No. I think it's called...
It's sounding familiar. Pizza Hut used to have a buffet back in the day.
Remember where that Jim's... No, the... Remember the Jim's Playground? The Jim's Play Place or whatever?
Do you Jungle Jim's?
Jungle Jim's, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was right there for a while, the pizza place I'm talking about. Yeah, and there is, I think, still one in, like, Layton. But it had one that was just, like, it had kiwis, strawberries, and then this, like, white... glaze stuff. Like, it was like basically that fruit dip that you get in a fruit bowl, like in a fruit platter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and just on like this basically dough, you know.
I guess I wouldn't say I could eat the dessert ones, but that was just never my...
I'm never stoked about dessert pizza. Yeah, me neither.
But like with all the other pizzas, like Pizza Pockets and pizza,
you don't really get dessert
pound everything
tacos though. Yeah, you do. Choco tacos.
Oh, dude, that's...
I picked the best one because Choco tacos are so good.
Those are good. Okay, cool. So next one. Now, this one isn't going to... we'll go for it. Coffee or tea?
Ariel got me hooked on teas lately. She has a lot of good teas.
She's got you hooked on some good stuff, dude.
For sure.
But
one of them's
hot yoga, chai tea.
But we've been putting a shot of espresso in it, so it's kind of a mix of coffee and tea.
Oh.
She has this one called the... It's like black bee tea or something like that. And it's so tasty. I think I
gotta pick one.
Probably have to go with tea because I drink it a lot more nowadays.
I would have thought you would have went coffee for sure because you got like frozen, hot, and all that. So,
I'm satisfied with tea.
Stick with your pick.
I do like coffees. Like, if I had to do the rest of my life, I'd be pretty sad that I didn't get like a sweet mocha now and again.
Yeah. But
like an iced chai tea is delicious, and the iced teas, the black bee tea or whatever that she has, is like you put some creamer in it and put it over ice, and it's freaking good. So good. Yeah,
cool. I don't drink coffee or tea anymore. When I used to, I would definitely pick coffee in this case because I used to really enjoy coffee.
And as we go through these commenters, please put what you would, and I'll try to shout them out.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Summer or winter?
Summer.
And let's say you have to live that way.
Summer.
Okay.
For sure. I mean, you can do a lot more in the summer. I feel like winter kind of turns into depression season.
Yeah, you get excited about it when the holidays come around, and then after the holidays, you're like, okay, let's go to summer.
Yeah, yeah.
If I could have it my way.
And there's cool stuff. Like, I love snowmobiling now, and, you know, and I love snowboarding and skiing. But there's just so much more you can do in the summer, even though it's way hot. But you can always move to a place where summers aren't as crazy. So
if I could have it my way, I would have a great, crazy winter right after Christmas or right after Thanksgiving. Up until the new year,
mm-hmm.
and then that would be it. And then it'd warm back up, and it'd be 70 all year round. Actually, I like fall. I'd want fall from, like, September to November.
Dad said coffee would be my pick, but our Muslim neighbors brought us over some honey green tea, and it was amazing. And I had some of it. Very sweet.
It wasn't honey green tea. It was honey herbal mint tea. And I had that. That one was really good.
It was tasty. It was very sweet, though. It was way sweet. But yeah, it was great. So, okay, yeah, that's fair. Coffee's delish. So I would be sad to not be able to put an espresso shot in my chai tea now and again.
But. Okay, I'm going to throw in a fun, gross one, okay? For the rest of your life, would you rather wear wet socks or wear damp jeans?
But.
Have to.
Damp jeans?
Damp jeans? Don't focus too much on the game. You're getting lost in your thoughts.
I know.
You got to go to, I think you should go to Mario Kart.
I think I should, but I don't think I want to trunch around in hot and wet socks, but my whole legs would be stuck. Could I wear shorts? Do I just, when I wear jeans, I have to wear those, or is it just, I'm
it's
stuck
every
in jeans
pair of pants
life?
That you own
are damp.
Yeah. They're damp. So they're bearable. Like, yeah. But they're damp. But the socks are wet. So
probably the jeans then. I wouldn't want to. My feet
like
would get
crazy in
I
the
would,
summer.
I would chafe, but my feet would just blister. Be raw. Yeah, that would be awful.
Well,
what would
I
you choose?
I agree. I think I'd go damp jeans and just baby powder my crotch like a madman. Okay, next one. Spicy or not spicy?
I think I like spices. I like spicy things. So, but they give me heartburn now sometimes. Let's go with spicy.
Okay. I would definitely be not spicy.
I know you would. You're close.
All right. Here's a debate. I am. Here's a hot topic. Android or Apple?
That's a hard one. I love Apples because they're user-friendly and just easy to transfer and easy to deal with. And I've had it for so long, so I like don't want to go out. But Androids are so much further ahead, like in putting out stuff.
They're so much better.
If it was an easy transfer and I could know I could be on it the rest of my life, like, and everything was just simple to transfer, I'd probably switch over to Android. Because especially with their cameras are so
awesome. Oh, that's
phenomenal.
You know what drives me nuts is Apple. I have an iPhone, but I hate that if anyone with an Android sends me a video, it's garbage.
Oh, yeah.
They compress it, and it's just terrible. But if it gets sent from an iPhone, oh, it's crystal clear. And it's like, come on, Apple. You're doing that on purpose. You're on purpose because it's coming from an Android. You are crunching and compressing the video.
Yep.
And it drives me up the wall. Whereas if you're on an Android, it doesn't matter who sends you a video. It's great.
Yeah. If they got rid of that and Apple would just be like, all right, well, guess what? We can also do the 100x zoom camera. I know they can. The only reason they're not is because they still have a huge market of people that are just going to buy them because they're Apple
people.
Just because
they're Apples.
Yeah. So they're like, why put on
an extra
camera because we don't have to. And at some point, they will do the 100x zoom camera. And at that point, it'll be a 6,000x view camera on the Android.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, yeah, by the way, you can see a fly fart on the moon. You know?
Yeah. But you can get it. And the price is way better. Like, I don't know, man. My wife has a Google
Pixel. The
newest
Samsung was expensive.
Sick. My wife's Google Pixel is amazing, and it wasn't that bad. Price wise,
the newest Samsung was like $2,000-something when it came out.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, Apples are really close. So.
Yeah. So, all right. Wait.
That
so
said,
are you
wet
picking
socks
Android?
Are awful. So I'm assuming he's choosing damp socks.
Wet socks.
I'm choosing. I think I'm gonna choose Android, unless we're assuming that Apple comes out with everything. then I would choose Apple.
I think we have to pick right now: Android or Apple.
I think Android's better.
Me too, and
personally.
We both have iPhones.
Yep.
We get peer pressured by the blue text.
we
thinking we're poor.
Yeah. And
we are. Our podcast.
And we also don't
want
to switch. Like, I would have already switched if it was an easy process.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's an annoying process. And I don't want to relearn the Android.
I know.
I remember.
Yeah.
I had Androids,
and they were sick.
I had an Android originally, and then I switched to iPhone. I was like, this phone's so dumb. Like, it's pointless. It can't do half the stuff that the Android can. And then I'm like, I want my Androids back. and I switched to Androids, I was like a fool. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. What am I doing? Oh, on this phone
it takes
now?
A bit. It takes a bit. But it's so customizable. So that was like when Apple. I got back into Mario like 10 years ago because I had like an incubator on the phone and I was able to just play on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right. Okay, here comes some other tough ones. And while Jordan continues to try and power through.
Hey, I'm doing all right. Look at that. Jumping in the water, jump out.
You're sixth out of six people. All right, so
pretty good.
Pepsi or Coke? Rapid fire.
Coke.
Why?
Because I think it tastes better.
I like Pepsi better than Coke.
Do you?
Okay, my favorite drink is a vanilla Coke.
That means you like Coke better
but
than Pepsi.
But if you were to say, hey, do you want a Pepsi or a Coke? I would pick Pepsi, I think. I don't know.
Okay, what about warm Pepsi or warm Coke, though?
I think I'd is pick, there a difference?
I think I'd pick Pepsi on that one. I can drink warm Pepsi over warm Coke. I wouldn't want to drink either. Warm sodas are not that good.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I'm pretty good with both. I don't mind either, but I'd probably go Pepsi, I think, because it's a little less sweet. Sometimes Coke's too sweet. All right, PlayStation or Xbox?
PlayStation. I've already kind of done the switch.
Xbox to PlayStation.
Yeah, I've already decided this is the console I'm sticking to. Maybe at some point I'll still buy the newer ones of each, but I just think PlayStations are way ahead of their game.
They are. The Xbox has fallen behind.
Yeah.
I think.
What about, let's do PlayStation or Switch.
Ooh, I would pick Switch.
Yeah, I would still pick PlayStation.
The only reason I pick Switch is because I really like the older games. So that's what I want to play. Like, it's actually my birthday this week. And one of the things I'm going to be doing is just playing video games on the Switch all day, which I think is just because I am nostalgic for youth. And those were the games that I was playing. But
look at that, dude. Fifth place right at the end.
Woo, nice.
Suck on these nuts.
No, thank you. So I would pick Switch. But I think, that being said, PlayStation, I think, is the better console, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is a better console. But Switch is just like another, it's kind of like the iPhone. Like, they're putting out what they need to.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting
to see what happens with their next one.
Their next one is supposed to be comparable with
Call of Duty and stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That'll
it's
be
supposed
sick.
To be like a super computer handheld.
All right, as if it's not already.
You know, right? Dad says Coke, especially the Mexican bottle.
Yes, real sugar Coke.
With the real sugar.
Yeah, that
cane.
One's way better. Cane sugar. My wife actually just got me the sweetest thing. I got home today from a trip. I had to travel today or yesterday and today, but I got home and my daughter had made me a happy birthday gift and my wife got me a Coke and I like the liquid death. She got me like a liquid death and some Cocoa Pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bria wrote like happy birthday dad on the thing and Becca wanted to write it too. So there's like her scribbles below. It's really... really cute. Anyway, I got a Coke today, so I'm saving that for my birthday. But
nice.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Burger King or McDonald's? Let's say this again. Let's go to you can only eat at that franchise for the rest of your life. Burger King or McDonald's?
I hate this. Probably McDonald's, dude.
Their breakfast menu.
The breakfast, and I like their... I know this is controversial. A lot of people don't like their chicken nuggets. I do.
I like their nuggets. They're not chicken, but they're yummy nuggets.
Okay, a lot of people don't like their McNuggets.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I would pick. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Is that because you were forced to have dogs now?
I was forced to have them.
Yeah.
She loves cats too, and she wants a cat too.
You want our cat?
I don't know, dude.
I have a cat. I'd pick cats. But I'm not fond of animals in general, as pets. But
I love dogs because they're like, they're fun, you know, like cats, I feel like are usually pretty just like, it's hit or miss, I guess, yeah, with cats, but it's very hit or miss with cats. Like dogs, generally you can play with them a lot more.
Oh, yeah. If you train them up right at the beginning, they'll be great.
Yeah. That's kind of why dogs, but I like them both. I'm fine with them both. And I've had cats and I've had dogs and yeah.
I have a cat, and I never wanted a dog again after growing up with dogs, and I didn't want a cat, but we got a cat, and our cat is, like, the coolest cat ever, but I'm a little allergic to it.
Dad said McDonald's for breakfast, by the way.
Yeah.
Trying to do these shout-outs.
Mickey D's breakfast is definitely the best, so. But cats, I think, are just easier to maintain. Like, the one thing I like about my cat is, like, we just have a litter box we clean out once a week. That's it. Cat just does his thing.
That is nice, yeah.
Like, and he doesn't even shed that much. And I don't know, he just does the thing. He wants to cuddle, he'll come up and cuddle. If not, he's like, oh, peace out. I'm going to go outside. So I like that they just kind of do what they want to do. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. All right. This one is very close to me. So I want to see where you're at. Harry Potter franchise or the Star Wars franchise?
Star Wars.
Didn't even have to hesitate, huh?
Nope. I love both of them. I love both of them, but Star Wars to me is just way cooler. I just have been way more into it than Harry Potter, but I do like them both. So it's sad to drop one of them for the rest of my life.
I know, that's kind of the point of the game.
But there's also a ton more Star Wars, so if you had to watch that one for the rest of your life, well, you're gonna have a lot more stuff to watch.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So, I'm gonna pick. I think you know what I'm gonna pick on this. That's not really
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Go to our Harry Potter episode to realize how much of an addict I am. So, yeah, I do Harry Potter for sure. Okay, Tetris or Pac-Man?
I really liked Tetris. I didn't play as much Pac-Man as I did Tetris growing up, so I think I'm going to go with Tetris. But I do like the idea of
Tetris,
like, chasing.
Yeah, Tetris is way better. Pac-Man stresses me out more than Tetris. Tetris is more soothing, I feel like.
Yeah, it's kind of like a
meditative. Like it's like a, I don't know, it's kind of, I think it's almost like a meditation.
But. What's it called? What are those? Oh, fidget toys. It's kind of like a fidget thing.
Yeah,
you can kind of just do it like
the OG random fidget toy.
Yeah.
Fidget spinner. That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather give up your favorite food for the rest of your life or give up sex for the rest of your life?
Favorite food.
Yeah, me too. I don't think there's an explanation needed on that. All right. Okay. Would you rather never get a haircut?
Because I like sex.
Would you rather never get a haircut? I'm doing some would you rathers now. Those are the ones we're jumping into.
Okay.
Would you rather never get a haircut again or never shave again? You have to do one or the other. So never shave again, never cut your hair. Which one are you picking? Quickly. throw on the bumpers.
But never shave would be, oh man.
Never shave or never cut your hair?
Never cut my hair.
What?
I don't know, man. It would be crazy to have both, but I think never cut my hair.
I would have thought for sure you would have went with grow your beard out, like just as long as you could possibly.
Man, it gets crazy. It could be all in your face. Sorry, I didn't. I know your hair could be, but at least it's behind your head and you can kind of put it in a ponytail. Like the beard would always be dragging in front of you. So I feel like And I can still grow it for as long as I want, but I can cut it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like there's more I could do with the hair behind my head. Yeah, you just have
a huge man bun with a beard.
Yeah.
You just have to go for that look.
Which
for the
is
rest
exactly
of your life.
The look that I would continue going.
Yeah. I would definitely do hair over facial hair because I would be so embarrassed at how little my facial hair would grow over the course
you're
of
like,
my life.
Your hair's like super long and you're like, yeah, I'm never allowed to cut my beard again. And you have like stubble.
Yeah, dude, it would be like that, but it'd be patchy and itchy. And my hair sucks. So, good pick. Okay. Okay, would you rather give up traveling or give up celebrating holidays? So one or the other. You never travel again, but you get all the holidays, or you can travel as much as you want, but you can never celebrate a holiday again.
I feel like it's more important. I feel like you can have just as much fun traveling with your family and stuff as you could, like, celebrating holidays, so I think I kind of prefer to travel more. I think I'd want to get out and see everything and not just drop that and be like, at least I get to, you know, celebrate a bunch of random thrown out holidays, you know.
I would disagree with you on this one, actually.
Because you can still do anything with your family. You can set up like traditions that are not holidays.
That's true.
So I would just make traditions instead. Like, hey, once a year, let's do a tradition where we celebrate that it snowed.
Yeah, I guess. but that would be,
it wouldn't be a holiday. It'd be a family tradition because not everybody would do that.
Okay, fair enough. I would definitely give up travel. It's not even a question for me. I love Christmas too much. I just love it so much. It's one of my favorite things ever. So I love Christmas movies, Christmas food, gifts, hang out with family, and I also can be a bit of a homebody, and I would make my
Is this travel like going to different countries, or is this including like camping travel and everything?
Yeah,
no way.
I would say
question about that. To
if
me.
It requires you to stay overnight, it's traveling.
Yeah.
So if you can do it in a day, you're good. But if it goes overnight, it's considered traveling.
Because that would take away, like, even backpacking and stuff like that. Like,
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, there's no way.
Okay. Would you rather give up air conditioning and heating for the rest of your life or give up the internet for the rest of your life?
But, air conditioning and heating's the heating part's the more important one. So
I think in Utah for survival, you'd have to do
you'd
AC
have to have it. Yeah. Right? So to me, I guess it's internet. It would suck to not be able to call and stuff,
but you can
go out
like
and enjoy
fireplace.
The wilderness, and it'd be kind of good to get rid of some internet. So
for sure, dude.
In my opinion, internet would be kind of like you'd be kind of selfish to not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're like, sorry, kids, go watch Netflix. It's freezing in our house. put on the fireplace.
You don't care. That's eating, dude. The screen. Yeah.
Yeah. Put on the fireplace screen.
It'll make you feel warm on the inside.
Okay. Would you rather never be able to scratch an itch or never be able to pop a pimple?
Or itch a scratch?
We're getting philosophical. Who is Phil, and why is he so important to Sophocles?
What? So stupid. Is that from like
is
Office
some
or something?
No, it's just me.
Real off quick, Dad just said Nick Foles has left the chat.
That jerk.
I don't know if he has, but
he's not talkative. Anymore.
Dad's been just like spitting out stuff. So
what is some of the things he said?
I've actually read some of them. Like wet socks are awful. I like my Android camera for more than my iPhone camera. Kind of what we talked about.
Yeah.
He said Coke, McDonald's for breakfast, and then. So he's answering the questions. Thanks,
cool.
Dad.
Thanks, Dad. Okay. Would you rather lose your ability to lie or believe everything you're told? Now, think about this, okay? If you say you lose your ability to lie, that's with your kids, with your partner, with your work. And we're talking, you know, sometimes you got to do those white lies or, you know, you got to, I don't know.
Okay, and what was the other one again?
So, or believe everything you're told. I think there's some people that do that already.
Yeah. Man, I mean, I feel like you could be led so astray so quickly. So yeah, I'd have to say.
You'd have to stay off the internet.
Yeah. So I'd have to say like that one.
That'd be hard.
Just because. I mean, I don't want to be like a liar by any means, but I think that it would be, you'd just find yourself in terrible situations believing anything that's said, you know?
Well, and the other thing is like, don't get me wrong. I don't think lying's good and I do my best to be honest in all my dealings, but everybody knows there's this like kind of like bending the truth to not hurt feelings with a lot of people that you interact with.
Especially with your kids, you got to kind of like, you got to work around things because kids don't get.
They're not ready to understand it yet.
Yeah. And they're also like, you know, cold hard truths, you know, are rough for them. So you have to kind of bend it. I don't know. It kind of sucks to say that in a way, but I think that it would be wise to not believe everything that you were told. So,
yeah,
I think you can still choose whether or not you're going to lie if you have the lie. So if you can lie, you know,
you can't choose. I guess I'm saying like you have to like liar style, like, you know, does this dress make me look fat?
And you have to tell the truth.
Yeah, like, and you have to be 100% honest.
That'd be rough, dude. So are you saying be able to lie or to have to be 100% honest?
No, you either believe everything that's told or you can never lie.
I think it's the believe one still.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather speak all languages or have the ability to speak to all animals?
Ooh.
This one's so easy for
probably
me.
Probably all languages.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Right? Like,
it'd be cool, though, to, like, speak to animals. I mean, you could...
So they could tell you I have to go pee? Or, I like you. Like,
I don't know, man, but you could kind of utilize it. Like, hey, could you go and do this?
Go give
you know?
Me that drink over like, there.
Yeah, but, like, you could send messages or, like, warn people or like, hey, go check the weather up the canyon because the weather app doesn't tell me the correct stuff. It screwed us this weekend.
You're right. You'd, like, hawk. You're like, hey,
yeah,
Gregory.
Dude, that's what happened this weekend. It said it was supposed to rain at 2 o'clock. That's it. Like, a 30% chance. And we got dumped on in the mountain. It'd be nice if we were like, hey, go check it out first.
Would you rather be the funniest person in every room you're in or the most intelligent person in every room you're in?
Gosh. I love being funny. But I want to be smart too.
Humor is a currency, I feel like, in our family.
It is. I don't know. I don't feel like I need to be a know-it-all, so I would say funny.
Me too. Yeah, I'm comfortable with my level of intellect. I don't care that I'm dumb.
Yeah.
Like I'm dumb.
Some scenarios, I'm like, man, it would be really cool to kind of know.
But you
know it all. But
yeah,
I'm
but most
like,
of the time,
man,
you know, you'd much rather bring joy to the room with comedy than like, oh, I know how many feet it is to the sun. And you're only
you idiot.
You're only smarter than everybody in the room. So if you're like at a family reunion, you're not that smart anyway.
Cletus. Actually, your truck weighs 10,000 pounds, not 9, you idiot. That said, I would rather be a yes man. I meant liar scenario.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And then he said, funniest hands down.
Yeah, so. I figured Dad would say that. Okay, would you rather be 11 feet tall or 9 inches tall?
9 inches.
You'd rather be 9 inches tall.
I don't know, man. It'd be kind of cool to be able to go any spot you want. I don't know. And 11 feet is like, yeah, cool. Reach the top shelf for me and play basketball. But like, there's nothing special.
You're
going to
be really uncomfortable too.
Yeah. Nothing's made for you.
Yeah. And at least.
Isn't the tallest guy in the world like.
It's like. Isn't 8 foot, right?
I thought he was taller than that. I thought he was 9 foot or something. yeah, I think 9 inches. I know that would be a pain, but it would be kind of cool. You could do. I kind of think of the movie like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You're driving around your Hot Wheel cars.
8 foot, 11 inches, so almost 9 feet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and you could just like at 9 inches, you could like get like a cat bed. Just cozy up into the cabin.
Yeah.
And a phone. A phone would be like a flat screen TV.
And every mansion, every homes are
you
like
could like
insane
build a
mansions.
Little, yeah. It's like that super, what was that Matt Damon movie where it's like they shrink themselves to save money?
Yeah, don't know. I've only seen like clips of it.
Yeah,
I
haven't seen
it
either. I heard it wasn't that great, but yeah.
Where his wife like bells on him. He's like, yeah, let's do
yeah,
it. And
I
then he goes
happened,
under,
yeah.
And then she's like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. would you rather die before or after your partner?
I don't like that one.
You gotta
I don't
pick.
Like it. I don't know, man. Same time.
I mean, everybody wants that.
Yeah.
I would rather die
after, I think. Well... Yeah.
So my wife set up, she's kind of screwed in this case because I'm 7 years older than her. So there's a good chance I'd be dying first. Yeah. But I would actually prefer if I died first or if she died first because not because I'd want her to die before
I'd want
to
be able to
I
take
feel
care
like,
of her
yeah,
to the
I'd
want to
take,
that's
yeah,
why
exactly.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good job, we're good guys. Nux. Good guys. Good guys. Yeah. All
that's
right.
A before.
Here's the last
that's
one.
That's strictly we'll... because his his life insurance will pay for mom's.
I know.
Just said before, so.
There's some truth to that. Like right now with my life insurance, if I die, my wife's set. If she dies, I just keep carrying on with my current salary.
It would kind of depend on your age. Like salary. If it was like, you know, you know, like at 50, but you had life insurance set up and stuff. It's like, well, at least they can live a good, solid life and they don't need to worry. You know what I mean? I guess, yeah, it would
I guess
be hard
in this
for
scenario,
them,
I guess I'm saying like.
You're
like
getting to
like
the
a,
age where you're both going
to
die.
You're both getting old. Yeah.
For sure, I'd want them to go first so I could take care of them.
Yeah, because
end.
Obviously if it's young, I still think it'd be the same. You'd want to die because you want your spouse to live on.
No.
Yeah.
You said. That's opposite of what you said.
Oh, I'm saying either way, I want to die after because I want to take care of my wife either way. Oh, no, you're right. Okay, yeah.
With, yes. Hold on. So what you're saying.
You're right. Okay. You're right. So if I was old,
so what you're
I would want
no
to
means
die
on, no,
after
and yes
so
means
I can take care
no.
of her. If we're young, I would want to be the one that is die young.
Yes.
And help because that would be the best way to take
yes,
care of her.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. Okay.
Dad said insurance is 50-50 with mom and I, so.
Okay.
We're just joking.
All right. Would you rather. Maybe I won't do that one, though. It's kind of sad. would you. This
if
it's
is involving
this
kids,
is,
then
no.
A, don't
no,
do
no,
it.
It's not. This is a funny one. Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life or always be surrounded by annoying people for the rest of your life?
Ugh. Alone, probably.
Only you.
Only me? Or annoying people? Like, would it be annoying people and people I
nope,
do like? Or you just have to have
people.
Annoying, terrible
yeah.
people you don't like?
Yeah.
And then myself, because... Yeah.
That's, yeah, me too, probably.
That's kind of hands down for me. Mom said, I don't want to be without Mike, so I want to be selfish and die first.
That's sweet, Mom.
I love that, Mom.
Let's see. Would you rather be gassy on your first date or on your wedding night? Like full-blown gassy. Like,
say that again.
Okay. So you're the gassiest you've ever been in your life. Like you are farting up a storm, or if you're holding it in, you're literally sick, right? Like, actually, let's say this. You can't be sick. Would you rather it be on a first date or your wedding night?
Wedding night, because for the person sure. I'm marrying is going to love me even with gas.
And they're stuck with you.
Yep.
Although your wedding night would be so sad. You're like, I'm sorry, babe.
Yeah. My girlfriend's already had to deal with me. So, and she still loves me. So,
Would you rather date someone with their ex's name tattooed on their chest or date someone whose ex lives next door?
Tattooed on their chest. That's easy.
Okay. All right. Would you rather have out of control body hair or a strong body odor? So like Wolfman.
Strong body odor.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think out of the control. I mean, everywhere on your body.
I mean, let's
I
say
feel like
chest.
That could attract stuff that would be stinky anyways.
Not
you'd be like you go swimming and you smell like wet dog every time you go swimming.
You know, you can shower.
You
but...
could, right? But you know, like dogs have fur all over, and it would be kind of similar concept. If you
I guess, but you can body you can hair. Manage it better. Whereas this, you just constantly stink. I would take a body hair over stinky.
Yeah,
all the time.
I don't know, man. I don't...
Just brush that mane. The back hair would suck, but. Just be like, yeah, I'm just a hairy man.
I
could not stand being stinky all the time.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That would be hard too. But it's
okay,
kinda...
this is a great one. Would you rather have a permanent unibrow or no eyebrows? That's so great. You can't pluck, and you can't draw. So you can't draw on your eyebrows, and you can't pluck the unibrow. This is the last one.
Some people have such funny faces when they don't have eyebrows, but I'd prefer no eyebrows, I think.
Yeah, me too. I think I could pull it off.
I don't think I'd want the solid. I've seen some people with solid unibrows that are like, oh, that's interesting.
Well, and okay.
I don't want to offend.
This sounds terrible, but you could shave your head and then just get some sympathy. Whereas if you just
like,
have a
oh, you're just growing that because you don't have head hair.
Yeah. No, no, no. I didn't mean for the unibrow.
Oh, I gotcha.
People wouldn't ask questions and they'd be really nice to you.
Yeah, they would.
You'd be like, the subway's on the house.
Yeah, Dad just said, shave my head and have no eyebrows.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, yeah. Like, okay, there it is.
Like, oh, hey, how are you doing?
Or they just
hopefully
be like, oh,
very
that's
good.
Your style. Or they're just like, oh, that's your style. It's kind of an in thing, anyways. With
is it
now? I think it would be different for dudes than girls, though. That I think would be a harder decision for girls.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you had to shave the head too, but. Yeah, anyways, I would for sure go no eyebrows. The unibrow is just so, like, when you see a full-blown unibrow and they're not doing anything about it, there's this guy up down the street from me when I was living in Provo that had the most full unibrow I'd ever seen in my life. And all I could think of when I talked to him and was just like, pluck your unibrow, man, pluck your unibrow, bro, pluck your unibrow. Okay, and then the final question, and then we'll close it out with just some things that we're streaming now and things that we like. Final question, Mario or Luigi? Mario, that's so cool that you picked that. Lord of Mario is better. I love it. Cool. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight. No, I do also agree.
I think we just leave that one up to our fans. Let's do that.
Okay, Mario or Luigi.
Mario or Luigi. Let's see if it pops. So.
Mom and dad are going to be like, we love you
Mario both equally.
And Luigi both the same. All right, let's close it out. Before we do, let's just, what are you streaming right now? What are you reading or music that you're into? What are you feeling right now?
I'm watching what are you digging? Tons of Schitt's Creek.
Oh, have you ever seen that all the way through?
I'm working on it. I kind of fall asleep to it. Ariel's seen it a million times.
Oh, it's like The Office for me. It's so, so good. It's
so funny. Yeah. It's so good. Like, it's got everything in it, too.
Oh, I'm glad you're watching that, dude. It's great.
Yeah. It's so good. It really is.
Really funny show.
She's got me really into it, though, for sure.
I won't spoil anything with the ending, but there were certain things that I was really stoked about with the ending and certain things that I wish they would have done different.
I actually have seen the very end episode, but I haven't seen everything.
Well, yeah. I think you need to watch it all to understand if it was a good choice or not.
For sure. And I will get through it all. We just kind of like keep falling asleep. And I've been like, so I'll start it and then we'll work through and then we kind of watch bits and pieces because we're just kind of chilling. And so,
yeah,
at some point, I'll have watched everything. That's what
Jordan,
I'm into.
That's a great one.
David.
Yeah, Schitt's Creek is awesome. So,
heck yeah.
Anything else you're digging right now or binging or watching or reading or listening to?
Lots of, EDM music lately. Ariel has turned me on to a lot of really good EDM.
I cannot figure out. We got to get Ariel on the podcast, dude. Cause I can't figure her out sometimes.
She's a lot like me. She likes kind of everything.
Yeah. That's cool.
Which is hard to like say, like, yeah, what kind of person are you? You know, like, oh, I listen to rock, you know. No, it's like, I like everything. Like the other day she sent me a song from Rob Zombie and I was like, what? She's like, I love Rob Zombie. And I'm like, cool. Yeah, you know, like, that's awesome.
That's cool.
I was like, that was kind of out of the blue though for me, but sweet, you know. But that's me. I have something from everything.
Yeah, I feel, and like we should get her
really
on,
does,
we should,
like,
we should bring her on.
We should. I'm sure she would at some point.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Things that I've been streaming or reading. I'm really into this band called Bill Murray right now. It's like BILMURI. They're super weird, kind of poke fun of themselves. This kind of, I kind of want to send it to you. They're kind of like country heavy rock pop. It's like they're weird.
Dude, for sure. Send them so to me. Weird. Bill Murray.
I'll send you some songs that I like.
Yeah, please do.
So I really, really dig them. They're extremely talented. They mesh just different genres. So I'm really into them right now. Right now I'm actually going through, It's Always Sunny in Philly right now again.
Oh, so good.
I've never finished it. Well, I know it's still, there's so many seasons, but, and they're short episodes, short seasons, so you can kind of get through them pretty quick. But, that show is one of the shows I can never recall it quickly. Like, I can recall things in The Office quickly. I know, like, the lines or the characters, but, like, It's Always Sunny. Every time I watch an episode, like, sit down and watch it, I'm just rolling because it's so funny, and they're just the worst scumbag human beings on planet Earth, and it's just.
Have you seen the episode where they're picking the basketball teams?
Yes.
And they walk in like, hold up. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Now, you go over there with those losers.
You know, the other one that's super funny is when Danny DeVito's character, Frank, the recession one, and he's lost all his money, and the show starts with him trying to hang himself.
Yeah.
And he's just hanging there, but he's too fat. The rope. And so he's like, I'm trying to knock myself off. And she's like, yeah, he's just hanging. He's like, what are you doing, you idiot? And then he tries to do it again in the cylinder. It's dark humor, but it is absolutely hilarious. So, all right. With that being said, we are going to close out for the night. Thank you, everybody that hopped on the chat. Thank you for everybody that listens to the podcast. We still have so many listeners on the podcast, and we really appreciate it. So we'll be back in 2 weeks.
I don't think we mentioned for everybody. I'm sure you can see it, but this is our Or, I mean, how many 40, episodes? 40-something episodes. 40, how many episodes are we at?
I think we're at 42. They'll see it on the thing. I guess for the streamers.
Yeah, for the streamers.
So, let me check.
Hurry up, Matt.
Sorry. 43,
dude. We're 43. Almost halfway to 100, dude. That's cool.
And then those of you that weren't able to catch it last time, we are moving to every other week now for the podcast, just for our lives are pretty crazy busy.
FYI, that mic, we're going to be playing with some stuff. Currently, we're, you know, we won't be here next week, but the week after we should be. Matt's having a baby soon, so that might throw off some stuff. And also, we might have to alternate which every other week we do. So there might be kind of a little weird step at that point. So just as a heads up, so I know
we're going to try to keep it consistent,
but right now we're trying to find that consistent point that works for us.
Agreed.
Right. So,
all right. Yeah.
Well, that's confusing, but whatever.
No, just tune in and every 2 weeks or so we'll have an episode up. Yep. So, thank you everybody. We'll see you in 2 weeks. And, if you are listening on the podcast and you want to join us live, we are on Twitch and YouTube, Super Davis Bros, D-A-V-I-E-S Bros, is our Twitch handle, and our Super Davis Bros is also our YouTube, and we stream at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays, Mountain Standard Time. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us, and we will see you all next week, or no, 2 weeks. Flop.
Later.
Please.
The Super Davis Bros podcast is produced, edited, and mixed by Matthew and Jordan Davis.
If you'd like to get a hold of us, our email is superdavisbros@gmail.com. You can also follow us on all social media platforms.